I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alex Reyes joins us on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day presented by Ameren as we are off and running in Jupiter, Florida. It's great to see you, man. How are you feeling? I know thrown a couple of days ago. What's going on?
I'm excited, man. It's spring and you know, hopefully being able to get into games during the spring. I'm extremely excited to go out there and show everyone I'm healthy.
What's your plan now? I mean, are you on a throwing program as part of the rehab? What have they told you on what they want you to do, especially early in camp?
As far as I'm concerned, I'm gonna be looked at as a regular pitcher, and my program might be pushed back, not a lot, but just a little bit in the sense of facing hitters. But you know, I'm excited. I was told that I should be able to pitch in games during this spring, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
As frustrating as it was last year to, I'm sure, come back, and I'll ask you, you had an incredible run in the minors on your rehab. Was there part of you that wanted to keep trying to push through? And then what did you learn about shutting it down, and even if you had to go through another rehab process, that getting you to where you are right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you go out there and you're consistently having success, you just, you know, you want to get better and you want to continue to push through whatever it is you're dealing with. And at that stage, in my eyes, I you know, it was the opportunity I was given and I didn't want to pass it up. And that was probably the reason I didn't say anything to anyone. But, you know, after going through that surgery and learning about yourself, you just have to understand your body more and understand, like, you know, being patient for an extra month would have been a lot better than having to go through another surgery for a full year. So it's more of just understanding your body and understanding what's a small injury or a small, you know, little soreness instead of a big injury.
I guess that's the thing. When you're coming back after something like Tommy John, you haven't pitched in a while, you have to relearn what's normal sore or what's tired after a start versus something that maybe you need to go to the training staff about, because you haven't felt that in a long time through rehab, right?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You know, you feel different soreness. Everyone does. I mean, if a pitcher tells you he's not sore during the year, I'm sure he's probably keeping it from you. But, you know, you go through things, and you just have to learn and understand what's a major and what's not.
For you, you had a different workout rehab program. It wasn't up here at Jupiter. You were in, Fort Lauderdale. What did you learn about yourself and certainly the rehab that makes you feel like you're going to be a better pitcher now?
Just the self-motivation, and I felt like I needed that. You know, you get around the organization and automatically your adrenaline goes up and you know, you push yourself in different ways. But being able to work out away from the camp, you know, it was more of a self-motivation and understanding that, you know, you got to get this job done and nobody's going
to
do
it. Nobody's standing around monitoring you. You have to go do it on your own.
Yeah, I mean, I had a trainer there, but it's pretty much what you said. It's, you know, you go out there and you have to do it on your own, and there's no one there to push you if it isn't yourself.
I know that one silver lining coming out of the TJ rehab was scary for others. You found another pitch. I know we've talked about this before, but how did that come about, kind of developing that slider, and how much were you able to take away from rehab baseball-wise even when you couldn't pitch?
Just understanding my delivery, I feel like I was at a stage where I was consistent. You know, I wasn't walking as much guys as I have in my career before, and it was more of just having that confidence and consistent delivery. And my slider was a big pitch that helped me throughout those games. I was able to, you know, get ahead in the count and throw behind in the count whenever I needed it for a strike. And I'm excited to show it this spring, and I haven't started throwing it yet, but I will in the next few weeks.
I know there's a bunch of guys that probably won't be excited about seeing that slider, but that's a good thing for you. What do you want? You know, there's a lot of guys that are going to try and make this ball club in the rotation. What's your mindset? Because we've never seen this many guys who have pitched in the big leagues that are vying for spots in the rotation. Is there anything you can learn from Memphis at this point? Because I think you're here and you're here to stay. So how do you approach going into a spring training with such talent?
you know, you understand it. You know, you there's guys in that clubhouse who could pitch on multiple big league rosters, and you know that's a good problem for the organization to have. For us as players, it's more of, you know, just get to work, and whatever the organization decides, it is what it is. And if I'm in Memphis, of course, there's always stuff to learn in baseball. Baseball is an ongoing thing, man. You learn stuff every day, and just being down there and getting, I wouldn't say repetitions, but going out there and pitching consistently is something that, you know, I'm sure they're looking forward to, and I'm extremely excited to do it.
What do you think it means for young guys, Alex, to see, well, and when you were going through rehab for the first time, now after last year, to see guys like Waino and what he fought for last year and the way he rehabbed to come back, despite the fact that he's accomplished so much in his big league career. Now young guys at CU, what does that mean for pitchers especially, to have older guys who have gone through it setting an example?
It means a lot, and Waino's one of those guys where he, you know, he shows it to you, and you see his hard work, and you see how much he's grown over the past few years where I've met him. And just him being so open with us as young players, you know, like we're young players who are coming to take someone else's job, and they're just being so open with us. It's awesome to get that feel.
All right, I'll ask you this to wrap up, because we've been talking to some of the other guys about grips and about pitches. I know you like your stuff and your arsenal, but let's say you could have, or let's say you're giving to a pitcher, creating them on MLB The Show. You're giving him three pitches from anyone, excluding yourself. Whose stuff would you pick? What three pitches from any three pitchers?
I could split up the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to go with Hicks' two-seamer, his sinker. That's unfair.
I don't know how that's allowed to be called a sinker, 102.
Then I'd probably go with Chris Sale's slider. And a mixture, actually.
So he's ambidextrous. He's going righty lefty.
You're giving you
whatever you want. Whatever you want, bro.
Chris Sale slider and probably Carlos Martinez's changeup.
It's a pretty good trio.
I'm calling in sick that day. There's no way I'm stepping in the batter's box against any of those guys.
Alex Reyes, man, it's great to see you. I know fans can't wait to see you out in the mound. I appreciate the time, brother.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.